Federal authorities charged three hedge fund portfolio managers and an analyst in a widening crackdown on insider trader practices masked as legitimate market research. The two new arrests and the announcement of two guilty pleas by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara brings the total number charged in the probe to 12. Bharara says there will be more arrests, adding, quote, "We are far from finished." The investigation was revealed in the fall and has concentrated on a group of hedge fund portfolio managers who authorities say tried to learn inside information about public companies. A day after AOL purchased the Huffington Post for $315 million, more changes in the news media world. First, CBS says the executive producer of 60 Minutes, Jeff Fager, will add news chairman to his job duties. Reporting to him will be a new news president, David Rhodes, who led Bloomberg TV operations. Fager and Rhodes will replace Sean McManus, who will return to overseeing sports coverage at the network. Attention, all tax cheats, a possible reprieve if you come clean. The IRS is offering reduced penalties and no jail time for taxpayers who admit to hiding assets overseas. Just turn yourself in and pay back taxes by the end of August. The IRS has already collected $400 million from tax evaders who turned themselves in last year following a similar offer. The Dow added 72 points to close at 12,233. The S&P increased by 6 points to 1,325. The NASDAQ finished at 2,797, up 13 points. As the economy recovers and consumers begin to feel a bit better about spending money, one beneficiary has been digital media and web-based businesses. Comscore reports e-commerce increased more than 9% in 2010 compared to the previous year, growing to more than $227 billion in sales. And social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter, Comscore says 9 out of every 10 internet users visit a social networking site at least once a month. 1 out of every 8 minutes online is spent on Facebook. Joining me to talk about the report is Comscore's chairman, Jan Fulgoni. Welcome to the Financial 411, Jan.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Beyond some of the headline numbers in your report, what trend really stands out for you when you look at online usage?
Well, I think we've hit on a couple of the key ones, and the growth in e-commerce this past year was very, very encouraging. It turned out to be at least twice the size of the growth in offline sales. So clearly people are shifting a lot of their buying to the internet. Social networking, as you mentioned, has become the norm on a global basis. And Facebook is a clear leader in that regard. We've seen the emergence of some very, very interesting new e-commerce-related sites. Groupon would be one, which has come out of nowhere. If you look at its growth in the past 12 months, it's gone up to about 11 million visitors in December of 2010, up 700% versus a year ago. And then we got the emergence of the so-called flash sites, flash sale sites. Gilt, Hotlook, Ideally, and Rulala showing really spectacular growth rates versus a year ago. So new ways of passing on promotions to the consumer and new ways of incenting the consumer to buy.
Jan, why do you think online sales are increasing faster than brick-and-mortar sales?
Yeah, well, I think it's a couple of things. Certainly the convenience of the internet is a primary driver, but the other would have to be the lower prices that are generally available online. Obviously, you don't pay taxes in a lot of buying from a lot of the online retailers.
And can you tell how much is coming from smartphone users browsing the web? Are people buying with their phones?
Yeah, no, that's not really a factor at all as yet. I mean, certainly expected to grow, but buying from a phone is a very, very small component of the total, maybe no more than a couple of percent as yet. But where the phone, smartphones especially, are really beginning to play a role is in providing the consumer with a very, very fast and convenient way of comparing prices and comparing product features, right? So a scenario that is a little scary, I think, for the retailers with physical stores is imagine a consumer comes into the store, so the retailer thinks, well, that's a customer. Next thing you know, that the consumer is checking or scanning the barcode on the product or typing in the product description, connecting to the internet
and then making
getting,
the sale, yeah,
getting right. competitive prices, you know, which could either pull them to another store just down the road or pull them onto the internet. So even the physical retailers with people in the stores are facing the internet as competition, and that's you know, I think that's a very, very important trend to keep track of here as we go forward.
Jan Fulgoni is the chairman of ComScore, which analyzes and measures digital use. Thanks so much for joining us on the 411.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is WNYC.